There's high praise for the World Health Organization's ambitious new plan to put an end to AIDS. The WHO says those diagnosed with HIV should be given and receiving aggressive drug treatments immediately rather than waiting for symptoms to appear. The hope is that that strategy could help eliminate AIDS by 2030. Vicadopia reports.
Around the world, 37 million people are living with HIV, but only 3/4 of them are eligible for treatment. According to the WHO, they should all receive antiretroviral drugs now, regardless of their condition.
It's a major change.
For 25 years, Sean Hossein has been examining and writing about HIV policy.
It's going to go down in history as a time that things change. We will look back on this time 5 or 10 years from now and say, why didn't they start this earlier?
Canadian physicians have already been adopting the treat now approach after clinical trials showed not only did early intervention with antiretrovirals extend the lives of patients, the drugs also cut their risk of infecting others. It's a strategy pioneered by the BC Center for Excellence in HIV/AIDS. The center's Dr. Rolando Barrios says the pressure is now on donor countries to help pay for it.
Certainly our federal government has not been interested in supporting these initiatives, but we hope that now that this is not an ideological discussion, is now is based on science, we hope that our politicians will take action on that.
Barrios admits efforts to treat HIV on a global scale have exceeded his expectations, so he says the WHO's plan to eliminate AIDS by 2030 is achievable. Vicadopia, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is World Report for this hour. For news anytime, cbcnews.ca. I'm Marcia Young.